This week on Daddy on Board, what do the kids think about fathers who shoot their laptops or the ones convicted of cocaine trafficking? I'll visit the blogosphere, read your little victories, and what did a judge decide about pumping breast milk at work? I'll tell you all that and more up next. There's only one universal tablet holder that I trust my iPad to. It's simple, comfortable, and provides me with 360-degree rotation. I'm talking about Handy Holder, of course. Go find out more about all their great tablet accessories when you visit their website, handyholder.com. Our show sponsors Gazelle.com. Take over 250,000 different types of used consumer electronic goods off your hands. Get fast payment, fair prices, and free shipping when you visit our sponsors, Gazelle.com. They're the industry leaders when it comes to radar detection, and they're our show's sponsors, Cobra Electronics. Find out more about their entire line of detectors, GPS navigation, CB radios, and a whole lot more when you visit their website, Cobra.com. Wireless technology truly is wireless when you visit our friends over at PowerMat Technologies. Discover all the different wireless charging solutions that await you when you visit our show sponsor at PowerMat.com. Hello, loyal dub bobbers. This is Mike Quackenbush, podcaster, professional wrestler, and your host here on Daddy on Board. If my voice sounds especially raspy, that's because I lost my voice earlier this week, and it's only returning to me now, which will ruin my ability to sing in a high falsetto throughout this episode. This week, I've got big news, not only some of the biggest news from parenting in just the past 7 days, but really of the entire year so far. What we're going to do here is put up a little bit of the footage from what's turned into one of the biggest viral videos of 2012 so far. Here's a father reacting to his snotty daughter's Facebook post about him with his 45. So, of course, as you can imagine, because this has been watched millions of times since it was posted to his daughter's Facebook wall and made it all over the interwebs, this has become quite the hot topic. Has this father gone too far? Is this the perfect example of bad parenting? Is this actually the kind of parenting we need more of? I don't know. I think anytime you have to discharge a firearm, you've probably reached the maximum there, but I have to say I can empathize with the overall sentiment, and I don't necessarily think that this guy deserves to be demonized for what he's done. But I'm interested to hear what you think, so if you would tweet us over at TheDaddyOnBoard, I'd like to know what you think about. It really is. It's like the biggest viral video of the year so far. It's amazing how many people have watched this thing. Let me know what you think. Also in the news this week, this one definitely made the rounds, news shows, talk shows, everywhere else. The story of a 7-year-old girl who was really left alone for just a matter of seconds in a department store was nearly abducted. The video of her escaping from her abductor has been making the rounds. I don't know if that's going to be inserted here or not. We'll probably make sure it gets up on our Facebook fan page if you haven't seen it. This is footage of Brittany Baxter, a 7-year-old, who basically escapes abduction by an adult, simply by kicking and screaming like there's no tomorrow. So, way to go there, Brittany. If you're curious about how this story plays out, her would-be abductor, 25-year-old Thomas Woods, was apprehended just minutes later by the police. He lived just a couple minutes away from the store. They looked at the security footage and they were able to hunt him down within a matter of minutes, which is somewhat reassuring, right? It's good to know these people just don't escape and no one can find them. But what's really interesting about this, I think, is obviously kudos to Brittany's parents here, who did a good job of advising her what to do in a very frightening situation like this. You can just imagine, as I said, she's only 7 years old. The minute someone she did not know tried to take control of her, she went berserk, kicking and screaming to free herself and draw attention to what was going on. As this took place, I think, at a Walmart, if I'm not mistaken. So what this raises to me, the question that it raises is, what do you tell your kids about scenarios like this, right? I mean, obviously, we don't want to frighten our children with thoughts of this, but this is a very real thing. And as you can see, if you did watch the video, there was really only a very narrow window of time for this goof to try and do what he was doing there. It took just seconds for him to spring into action, which was very frightening to think of our little ones being imperiled in this way. Do you have a plan that you've related to your little ones about something like this, about a scenario like this? If you've approached the topic with your little ones, I'd like to hear about it. Our Twitter handle, if you didn't catch this before, is at TheDaddyOnBoard. I want to hear from you about this particular story. One more I'm going to tell you about right now. And this one was making its rounds. A lot of news sites covered this one. I saw the news story over on Jezebel.com. Should kids be forced to see their drug-addicted father is the somewhat sensationalistic headline. To boil this story down for you, a mother could go to jail for keeping her kids away from their father. Now, here's the context that you must understand. This wife, who will not take the children to see dad, the father has been indicted on federal drug trafficking charges for cocaine. He also lost his job for testing positive for cocaine. However, both the father's attorney and the judge that oversaw this, it was actually thrown out. It never really went to trial or what have you, agree. Both the attorney and the judge agree that if the father cannot be proven to pose an immediate threat to the children, there's no legal precedent to deny him visitation. So even though, you know, obviously this is probably not the best career move ever, right? He was indicted, if I failed to mention that. So he's not the most clever criminal we have either. He's been indicted on federal trafficking charges. But the judge says that in spite of this, he does not seem to pose an immediate threat to the children and that visitation cannot be denied to him. And if the mother refuses this, that she could be jailed. She could be held in contempt of the court's ruling. So obviously this has been a hot button topic. And I have to admit, maybe this is me as a father, I have that paternal bias, that I think what the judge is saying here in throwing this out, let me take that back, actually. I might be thinking of a story I'm going to be talking about in a few minutes. Maybe this was not thrown out. But nevertheless, the judge has decided that the father must be proven to be a threat to his children, even if other things that he's doing are, whether they're illegal, immoral, or whatever you want to say. And obviously, he's going to do his... he's got an uphill battle in front of him as it relates to maintaining his freedom. It's difficult to say here. Is who's in the right? Where do you stand on this topic? I'd like to hear from you. Send me your tweets. I read them all. Even if I don't respond to all of them, I read them all. Tweet me at the Daddy on Board. I'm interested to see what you think about this story. Of course, you can go check this out over at Jezebel.com and tons of other news sites carried it throughout the week. But right now, well, one, I'm going to take a sip of something, and then I'm going to tell you about two of our great show sponsors. First, I want to tell you about PowerMat. In a wireless world, you need wireless charging solutions, and the people at the forefront of this emerging technology are our great show sponsors, PowerMat. You can visit them online at PowerMat.com. Find out about some of the very new and exciting things that they've been up to by partnering with the likes of General Motors. You might be interested to know that PowerMat technology is going to be in a lot of the 2013 GM models. It's coming out as part of their automotive line. It's expected to revolutionize the way devices are charged in cars. They've also recently teamed with the good folks over at Procter & Gamble to roll out an ecosystem of best-in-class wireless power solutions under the Duracell brand name. Duracell PowerMat is already in the works. You can see some videos, find out about all their wireless charging solutions, the way they can simplify your life and get rid of all those wires over at PowerMat.com. I'd appreciate it if you'd go see them. I also want to tell you about our show sponsor, Handy Holder. As you might guess, they're at HandyHolder.com. That's hand the letter E, Holder.com. I use the Handy Holder every single day. I've got one attached to the back of my iPad. It's the universal tablet holder. Gives you full 360-degree rotation. It gives you great security over your tablet device, especially if yours, like mine, cost a couple bucks. You want to protect your investment in these things. The Handy Holder keeps it safe and secure. I use the hand strap. There's also a leg strap for frequent commuters, you know, if you like to keep your tablet on your lap when you're on the train, on the plane, or wherever you might be going. They've also got clamps. They've got tripods. They've got all kinds of great stuff, and it's all made right here in the U.S. of A. I'm a big fan of Handy Holder, and you will be too. I'm certain there's an accessory for your tablet device awaiting you right now over at HandyHolder.com. Go say hello to our great show sponsors. When you support them, they continue to support us, and so on and so on. All right, well, let's talk about some apps, all of which, all the ones I'm about to describe to you here, by the way, available in the App Store or through iTunes, if you want to go there to pick it up. All of them are iOS-friendly. How many of them are Android-friendly? I couldn't tell you off the top of my head. These were all submitted to us by loyal dub-bobbers such as yourselves. One of these comes to us from John Carl, who writes, "My kid plays the Bigfoot app by Fisher Price." This one, I believe, is a free app. What he's talking about is called Bigfoot the Monster. If you want to look this one up in the iTunes or App Store, I'm 99% sure that this one is free. It's by Fisher Price. It's cool for kids of all ages. There's a lot of different things that they can do. Check this out, and it's very well rated, by the way, as well. Even though it's a couple years old now, it says right here actually. It's for iPhone, iPod Touch, and iPad. I don't think that there's an Android version of this one, based on what I just read. Thanks for sending that in. I don't know that one, John Carl, so I'm interested to check that one out. Thank you for sharing that. Matt Kubinski writes to us on our Facebook fan page with two suggestions, one of which I know and one of which I don't. First, he mentions Where's the Water by Disney. It's fun for the whole family. He says it might even be better than Angry Birds. And I have heard rave reviews about this. It's won some awards. It was Game of the Year last year on PhoneArena.com. Very straightforward, simple to play. This app, incidentally, is 99 cents. This one from Disney called Where's My Water? It features an animated alligator, I suppose. Also very highly rated. iPhone, iPod Touch, and iPad on this one. This one was new to me as well. That is to say, I've never played it. So they've also added some new levels recently. So if you had this before, you might be interested to find out. They've added new levels. There's five new levels to Cranky's Story. There's also new levels with water balloons in Stretched Thin. You can find that over in the App Store, of course. Thank you for sending that in. Matt also writes to us about one that I've had a chance to play with, and so has my son Elliot. The App Mates toys from Pixar are also great. Now, a friend of mine happened to give this to us as a Christmas gift. And the one we got comes with two race cars from the movie Cars, the Pixar movie Cars. And the app basically turns – I have it on my iPad. I'm pretty sure it's meant to be used on an iPad, by the way, or tablet device. It basically turns your iPad into the racetrack. And the cars, you know, I don't know what, you know, arcane magic they use to make this happen, but the cars, you put them right on top of your tablet and it interacts with what's going on underneath it, you know. It's really remarkable. I've never seen anything quite like it before, and I'm amazed that it doesn't get more buzz because it really does seem like a revolutionary idea that these two toys, which you can play with independent of the app, I mean, they're designed, of course, to work with the app and interact with your tablet, but maybe we can post up some video of this here, as there are some videos online where you can get a sense of what this is like. It really is a mind-blowing thing, and very, very interesting. The only trick that you might have with it is sometimes it can be a little difficult at the beginning to get the app to recognize where the car is and get you going. But once you get over that little hump, it's really very, very easy and very addictive, too, regardless of your age. So thanks for sending those in, Matt. We appreciate those. Another one here. Let me see. Steve Gregory wrote to us. Maybe this was over on Google Plus. I'm not sure where we grabbed this one from. But Steve writes, our 2.5-year-old loves Instagram on the iPhone. It's just all those pictures she's enjoying identifying. Hey, you know, Instagram was named App of the Year last year by Apple. Apple came, you know, they decided that that's how good it was. Instagram is the name of it. And what this is, it's just it's a different way of sharing photos. You can you can put filters on them to give them more of like a photo artistic quality. Then you can send them right to Facebook or, you know, Twitter, Flickr, whatever it is that you do. It's very, very simple. It's kind of like a new take on photo sharing. And it's free. It's a free app. Go get it right now in the App Store. Won't cost you anything. Very easy to use. Simple, straightforward, and fun. And obviously very, very popular. As I said, it was App of the Year last year, according to Apple. So thanks for sending that in to us, Steve. Last but not least, loyal dub bobber James Valenti writes to us, Ball Fall Down Deluxe for iPad. And this is one of them that is specifically for iPad. It's designed to be for iPad. This one will set you back $1.99 if you're interested to get it. Available over in the App Store, of course, from our friends at Flatpak Interactive. Ball Fall Down Deluxe is over there. And it's an open-ended construction toy, and it really is designed to work on the iPad. As I said, you can construct your own marble run. You can build brand-new toys. There's a lot of different things here. It's really wide open. It's great to sort of engage the imagination of the young and old alike. But go check that out. Ball Fall Down, all is one word. Deluxe is the new one. That's $1.99 over in iTunes. And this one is relatively new to me. I'm looking forward to playing with this one. as I'm sure my son will as well. So thanks to James and to Steve and to Matt and John Carl, everybody else that sent in their app suggestions. If you have some that your family enjoys playing with, whether it be the younger members or the older members, feel free to send us your faves, whether it's on our Facebook fan page, Twitter, Google+, whatever. And every once and again, I'll round them up here and serve them up for you on the dob. On the flip side of this next sponsor bit, I'm going to tell you about what's going on in the blogosphere. We're also going to get to your little victories. But first, you know, if I'm talking about getting fast payment for your used consumer electronics at fair prices with free shipping, that I'm talking about longtime Grizzly Productions sponsor, Gazelle.com. Now, if you've got used consumer electronics about your house and you don't know what you're going to do with them, you want to get rid of them somehow, but what about identity theft? And do I light these on fire and blow them up? What do I do? Go to Gazelle.com. If they do have some value for resale, they'll give you money for them. They'll pay for the shipping off it goes. You get money in your PayPal or a paper check or an Amazon.com gift card, among other options. Now, if the goods that you have are obsolete and otherwise worthless, don't worry. They'll still take them off your hands and they'll recycle them in an eco-friendly way. They'll wipe all your personal information, as always, before getting rid of any of these devices so that you never have to worry about your personal information getting out there. These guys are trustworthy. I know this firsthand because on some occasions, when they underestimated the value of the items that I was sending them, they gave me more money on the back end because they said, hey, guess what? This is worth more than we thought. I like them because they're honest. I like them because they make it easy. Even I've been able to figure out how to do it, and you will like them too. Please show them some love. Go over and see Gazelle.com. They keep programs like Daddy on Board and many of the other fine Grizzly Productions programs in existence. We couldn't do it without Gazelle.com, nor could we do it without our friends and longtime foes of G.I. Joe, our friends over at Cobra Electronics. Visit them online. They are Cobra.com. And I love these guys because they're always coming up with something new. And it's always of this variety. You think to yourself, I don't know if I would need this. And then you get it. Like the Cobra tag system, for example, and you realize, how did I ever get by without some of these amazing inventions? And there's an incredible array of award-winning inventions from our friends, industry leaders, over at Cobra.com. They, of course, the Cobra tag system, which I'm telling you about, by the way, is a two-way locator that works with your smartphone and this key fob that you put with your keys. So if you lose one, you can always locate it using the other. It's amazing. It's the perfect gift idea. You'll love the Cobra tag if you give it as a gift to yourself. Anyone you give it to will love it as well. They're also the makers of the Cobra iRadar system, which delivers state-of-the-art laser radar and red light camera detection and makes you an all-around safer and more alert driver. Take it from someone firsthand who oftentimes drifts off to sleep and into other lanes when he's driving late at night. You will be thankful you have Cobra iRadar on your next road trip. And that's just that's barely scratching the surface of what Cobra.com does. They do GPS navigation, they do CB radios, they do marine electronics, etc. Go over and check them out. I guarantee you there's something for you or someone you know over at Cobra.com. And this program would not be possible without their support, kids. Alrighty. So, let's talk about what's going on in the blogosphere over at Inhabitats.com. This story got a lot of play this week. And as you can imagine, mothers are fired up about this ruling regarding breastfeeding, as it is not covered by discrimination laws. The story just broke maybe 5-6 days ago, I want to say. And I'll give you the brief bullet points here. Basically, what happened is a judge decided that a woman could be fired for pumping breast milk at work. Now, this case is against the Houston Funding Corporation. This is the one that was thrown out. Earlier, I was getting this confused with that other story. This was thrown out by a judge. Now, what you must understand is that this company, Houston Funding, what they're citing is the actual reason for termination here is abandonment of job, and that is because the mother in question here, let me see if I have her name handy, Donica, maybe, Denicia Venters, would frequently ask to go to the bathroom to pump breast milk while she was on the job. And eventually they cited job abandonment. Now, as you can imagine, when this went in front of a judge, they dismiss this, and this is, I'll read this verbatim, that way you're getting the, getting it straight from the horse's mouth. Judge Hughes had this to say: firing someone because of lactation or breast pumping is not sex discrimination. Says that the plaintiff Venters gave birth on December 11th, 2008. After that day, she was no longer pregnant, and her pregnancy-related conditions ended. Thus, the judge concludes, even if Venters' claims are true, the law does not punish lactation discrimination. So, as you can imagine, there are people outraged by this. Now, to be fair, I don't know much beyond what I've just shared with you there. If this woman was spending half the day in the bathroom doing this, I don't know. I don't know more about it. But I have to admit, on the surface, based on the information that's out there, it does seem a little shady, I don't know, at the very least, right? very, very strange. And a hot-button topic this week. I don't know that I necessarily agree with it. If you've got something you'd like to say about it, well, by all means, we'll follow up next week here on Daddy on Board. You know where to hit me up. I'm at the Daddy on Board on Twitter. Also this week in the blogosphere, this was over on NPR, a very interesting study about spoon-feeding your kids. Now, I'll break it down for you like this. This is the information from the study. They split 126 infants into two groups of 63 each, a control group and the experiment group. This study showed that of the half of the children, the infants, that were spoon-fed food, eight of them became obese. But of the group where they were allowed to feed themselves, they were never spoon-fed, none of the children became obese, which I think is that's worth talking about, right? That's a startling conclusion. Now, to me, what's a little disappointing about these findings is that the groups were so small. 126 infants total, each group of 63 were tested, were part of the experiment, I should say. That's such a small group. I would have really liked to have seen if these results hold up over a larger survey. And because obviously that's very, very compelling that absolutely none of the children who fed themselves by hand, as opposed to being spoon-fed food, you know, by a parent, guardian, caretaker, etc., became obese. The journal that published this study, called BMJ Open, says this should reassure parents that it really is okay to let children feed themselves and to make certain food choices for themselves. And I would wager to say that the evidence of this study does support their findings there. I thought it was very, very interesting. If there is something further related to this, I'll bring it to you here on the Dob, as I thought that was one of the most interesting stories of the week, actually, was that story. I've never heard of BMJ Open before either. Maybe I'll help get your circulation up. I don't know that a lot of people read journals anymore. It's probably for doctors and stuff. Last but not least, this one was over on our favorite Stroller Derby. Hang on, I gotta sip some lemon tea here. I'm getting raspy. Oh, yeah. So, did you know, I didn't know this till I read it, that President Barack Obama coaches 10-year-old daughter Sasha's basketball team? I didn't know this. To be fair, I didn't know that the president's name was Barack Obama. That part was really stunning to me. The first lady says Obama, that's Barack Obama, never misses a game. So some bloggers, including our friends over at Stroller Derby, where author Meredith Carroll was lamenting the fact that reading this made her feel guilty about shirking appearances at some of her children's activities, right? Because the leader of our country, maybe even the leader of the free world, if we were to go so far as to extend that to him, never blows off one of Sasha's hoop sessions. And Meredith kind of, you know, I think she was feeling the pangs of parental guilt over this. And Meredith, and parents perhaps feeling similarly, I want to offer you this counterpoint. When you're the most powerful man in the free world, you can go to all the games. You know why? Because you have staffs of subordinates, armies of them, you can order around to do whatever you want. You know, they could come to you and say, we really need you to give a once-over to this defense budget. And he could say, just move my schedule around. I'm going to watch Sasha play basketball. That's the power that he has. Now, I'm not saying that he doesn't have a lot of responsibility. I'm sure he's a very busy dude. But there's no one that I could name off the top of my head that has the power to move things off of his schedule to allow for this, like the President of the United States. So stop beating yourself up, Meredith. All right? That's what I have to say about that. Well, before my voice officially dies, I will bring to you, bring in the post-production sound effects, Jim, Little Victories. I called these from Twitter. I want to thank Kay Chauncey for writing to us. She says, best little victory ever this past week. My daughter asked me to homeschool her next fall. Been dying to do this. Well, congratulations, Kay Chauncey. Do it right. Do right by your kids. Then send me stuff about it, and I'll make slightly insincere remarks here on the air. Good luck with that. Also, I don't know, is this J.M. Dutchy? Am I saying it right? I don't know. There's no pronunciation key on your Twitter account, J.M. He writes, I taught my 7-year-old division, my 4-year-old addition and subtraction, and my 2-year-old to kiss his arms and flex like Hulk Hogan. That is a little victory. That's maybe even a medium victory. I don't think you should underscore that or underestimate the value of that. The division, the mathematics, I mean, and the posing. Thank you for sending in your little victories. Of course, if you're going to do that, make sure to add, tweet us, or hashtag it little victories so we can find it, and I'll read them here on the air. I always like hearing from you, da bobbers. I like meeting you in person, too. You can come see me. I'm wrestling next weekend live in Reading, Pennsylvania. I've also got an appearance earlier that day at the Reading Public Library, where I'm going to be there leading a discussion about the traditions of Lucha Libre, which is the Mexican form of professional wrestling, and the history and the way that it functions in their culture. Can you believe people ask me to do that kind of crap? I'll be at the Reading Public Library that afternoon, and I'll be in Reading. Actually, I don't know that I'm wrestling that evening, but I will be there. I will be there to meet you. Come meet me in Reading, PA next Saturday. Next Sunday, I'm in Long Island, New York at the NYWC Sportatorium. I am wrestling there. Later on, you can catch me. I'll be in the Greater Toronto Area and Canada's capital, Ottawa, in the month of March. In April, I'll be friggin' everywhere. In May, I'll be more places. Come and see me there. You can also catch me on other podcasts. I'm always on The Trending Show with Natalie Morris that publishes every Sunday. You might even catch me here and there on a little thing called the Grizzly Bear Egg Cafe. Have you missed us? The mothership is back. And sometimes I pop up on Chikara Podcast to Go-Go, which is a video show where you might see me at my other job. And that's about it. Oh my God, is my throat raw. Thanks for sticking with me. Next week, I promise, it'll be Daddy on Board 77.